You've been holding a space for me in the Adharians? That's an awfully blunt way of putting it. I can't believe the Adharians want me that badly.
They don't.
What?
If they held a secret ballot, well, it's not clear that they would vote for you over me.
I'm sorry, Ras, but I have to be honest. A lot of the Surs in particular want me to join them.
Why don't we both join them?
It is considered impossible. I don't know the particulars, but some sort of deal has been made between Corlandon and Haligastrium. It's decided.
If the Adharians don't want me, why are we even discussing this? I asked. Did you see that keg the new circle tapped for me? They want me bad. So why don't I join them and you go to the loving embrace of the Sores of the Adharian chapter?
Because it's not what Orla wants. He says he needs you as part of his team.
That affected me so much that between it and the wine, I almost cried. I sat quietly for a while.
Well,
I said, Orlo doesn't know everything about what is going on.
What are you talking about?
I looked around. The cloister was too small and quiet for my taste.
Let's go for a walk, I said.
I said no more until we were on the other side of the river, strolling in the moon shadow of the wall, and then I told her about what I had been doing during Voco.
Well,
she said, after a long silence.
That settles that, anyway.
What settles what?
You have to go to the Adharians.
Tulia, first of all, no one knows besides you and Leo. Second, I'll probably never come up with a way to retrieve the tablet. Third, it's probably not going to contain any useful information.
Details, she scoffed. You're missing the whole point. What you did shows that Orlo is correct. You do belong on his team.
What about you? Where do you belong, Tulia? She wasn't comfortable with that. I had to ask her again.
What happened on 10th night happened. All of us made decisions. Maybe later we'll think better of them.
And to what extent is this seen as my fault?
Who cares?
I care. I wish I could have come down out of that cell to talk people out of it.
I don't like the way you are thinking about this at all, she said. It's like the rest of us became adults while you were up there, and you didn't.
That one made me stop in my tracks and blow air for a while. Tulia kept going for a couple of paces, then rounded on me.
To what extent is this seen as my fault? She said, mimicking me. Who cares? It's done. It's over.
I care because it has a big effect on how I am seen by the rest of the Adharians.
Stop caring, she said. Or at least stop talking about it.
Okay, I said. Sorry, but I've always thought of you as a person others could talk to about those kinds of feelings.
You think I want to spend the rest of my life being that person? For everyone in the consent?
Apparently you don't.
All right. We're done. You go find Haligastrium. I'll find Corlandon. We'll tell them that we are joining their respective orders tomorrow.
Okay,
I said with a fake nonchalant shrug and turned around to walk back toward the bridge. Tulia caught up with me and fell in step alongside. I was silent for a while, a little bit distracted by the prospect of joining a chapter that didn't want me, many of whose members might blame me for having sent a generation of promising Fids into the arms of the other orders.